You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition. As always, joined by Adam McKelvey, and talking about a Brew Crew team that, as much as any team in baseball, just got a bad news heading to spring training with an untimely injury to a key player, Jonathan LaCroix. Adam, his hamstring, they say 4 to 6 weeks. What's your take on him for opening day? Or do they have to be ready to not have him in April?
You know, I think they're prepared if they don't have him. It would be Martin Maldonado, who, as backup catchers go, is pretty darn good, a superior defensive player, one of the best arms of any catcher in baseball. And they're perfectly comfortable with him handling the staff for a period of time whenever Jonathan LaCroix is out. But that said, you know, everybody's feeling yesterday when this news came was that this is not going to impact his availability for opening day. Even on the, you know, they're saying 4 to 6 weeks, even if you give him the full 6 weeks, that still gives him more than a week before opening day. Jonathan LaCroix also pointed out that this is an issue he played with last season, and really it never came up. I don't remember reporting it. If I did, I just don't remember it. I don't remember it costing him any games. So that is also sort of good news for the Brewers in that he's had some experience in dealing with this. You obviously don't want to go into a season with one of your key players, one of your best hitters, one of the best offensive catchers in baseball, hobbled. So that's why they did an injection this week. They'll rest him a little bit. They'll take it real easy with running in spring training and try to get him back to 100% going into the season. Right now, Jonathan LaCroix's line that stood out to me the most when I talked to him was, no need to panic. Now, a month from now, if this is still something we're talking about, that changes a little bit.
Hey, could, you know, I know there were plans in spring training to work him some at first base, and to, you know, try to find ways to get his keep his bat in the lineup on the days he doesn't catch. Is it possible that this could limit to some degree how much he catches in the season, given the strain that catchers take, and that he, you know, if he's not able to bounce back to be 100%. Might they give Maldonado a little bit more time and you know, use Jonathan as a DH if they're playing an American League team or in first base a little bit more than was in the plan?
Potentially, yeah, that would be an option. He started 16 games at first base last year, mostly when the Brewers wanted to give him a break from the grind of catching but not lose his bat. This year, the idea is a little more than that. They signed Adam Lind to play first base, a guy who will give him some pop from the left side, which they wanted and needed. But he struggles against left-handed pitching. So the idea is to play LaCroix on a lot more of those days when the Brewers face, say, John Lester in Chicago. You know, that would give him, though, we're still talking 30 games. We're not talking about a huge number of games. So that, you know, the impact of losing this time in spring training is somewhat mitigated by the fact he's done it before and that we're not talking about him playing 80 games at that position. So I think first base is an option. You know, it's similar to what the Giants are going through with Buster Posey. This is a valuable guy. You want him in the lineup every day if possible. And you have to find a way to, you know, get the most out of him. And for some teams and some players, that means playing him at a different position occasionally. Definitely an option, Phil, as the Brewers move forward.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that even if he is able to get back and be on the opening day roster, there will be a lot of time in the Cactus League opened up for the other catchers, and potentially with an unexpected spot on the opening day roster, a job to win there. Who are some of the guys that you'll be seeing a lot of this spring in Maryville behind the plate?
Well, we were, you know, Maldonado for sure. He's a known entity to the Brewers. The other guy they picked off from waivers from the Mets early in the offseason. We were debating yesterday with Gordash how to pronounce his name, so my apologies if I botch it. I haven't met him yet, but Centeno, a guy with some extensive AAA experience. Again, they like what he does behind the plate more than what he does at the plate. So he would be a defense first guy. And then they have a catcher in their system who's been there for a while, Adam Wiesenberger, who's another quality. You could play defense in the major leagues tomorrow. So they have a little bit of depth in that area. They don't have, though, the all-around player that LaCroix is. And remember, Jonathan LaCroix has emerged as one of the best pitch framers in baseball. And there's a great value to that as well. But, you know, I'm just going to say this again. With Martin Maldonado, we're talking about a premier defensive player. The pitchers love throwing to him. And they would not lose anything on defense or in terms of game calling were he to be their number one guy.
Those pitch framing stats, you know, it seems to me like they reward the catchers that get in the deepest crouches. And, you know, that's certainly Jonathan LaCroix, you know, always has that crouch. It'll be interesting to see if his legs aren't 100% this year, if those pitch framing numbers are still quite the same. Certainly the pitchers are hoping they will be.
What he talks about, Phil, is letting the umpire see the ball. That to him is the key to that statistic. You know, so to him, what I hear him talk about a lot are the hands. And it's just giving the umpire a good look at the baseball. So, you know, he's like I said, he's developed into one of the best in the game at it. And, you know, you credit him because coming up, he was more of an offensive guy. At least those are the reports I remember standing out to me as he was coming through the minor leagues. But he's turned himself into a quality defensive player as well. You're talking about low crouch. You're going to like Martin Maldonado then if you get to see him this year, because his idol growing up in Puerto Rico is Benito Santiago. And, you know, he'll do kind of the splits like Benny used to do, and that's kind of fun. You don't see that very much anymore in the game.
There was a signing this week that really didn't impact the Brewers because they had moved on long ago, but Ricky Weeks with a deal with the Mariners. How different is it going to be to go to spring training and not have Ricky Weeks in the clubhouse? I mean, to me, he's practically Gorman Thomas in how long he's been with the Brew Crew.
Yeah, he was there a long time, Phil, and he is a fascinating guy to debate because I think if you stop 10 people on the street here in Milwaukee and ask them their opinion of Ricky Weeks, you get mostly unfavorable, which is tough sometimes for those of us who know the guy because there's never been a prouder player. There's never been a player who worked harder and said less than Ricky Weeks. He did not emerge as this superstar-type player that he was destined supposedly to be when the Brewers took him number two overall. You know, he was supposed to be a special franchise-type player. Injuries kept him from being that, and some stubbornness, frankly, kept him from being that. There were plenty of hitting coaches over the years that told him, you're going to have to make some changes to the way what you do with your hands, that Gary Sheffield style of waggle. Ricky Weeks was never willing to do that. He was not willing last year to try a different position when it would have meant more playing time. But he was a valuable member of a platoon last season for the Brewers. And he did have some success off the bench. He was still a good work-the-count type guy, even in those cold at-bats in the seventh inning. And I think that's going to be valuable if he embraces that role with Seattle. And he embraces perhaps playing somewhere beside second base, which he was unwilling to do in Milwaukee. It wouldn't surprise me to see him have some success there. And listen, at $2 million, that's the report. I mean, that's nothing in today's game. That's a free player. So this is low risk for a guy, Jack Sorensen, who knows well Ricky Weeks' makeup.
I think when he shows up and sees Robinson Cano there, he's probably going to get real flexible in his willingness to move.
I think that would probably behoove him, you know. And then if you have an injury, you've got a guy who can play a little bit. And look, people have said he's not going to hit any homers in Seattle, but to me, Ricky Weeks, his strength is on base. He was a very odd leadoff hitter. But he did it well for Milwaukee because he was a guy who would always work the count and he would find his way on base. So there's some value in that, and I think he still has some games out.
Yeah, I'd be remiss to ask, spring training fast approaching, but Francisco Rodriguez, K-Rod, still unsigned. The Brewers continuing to monitor that situation. Is there any chance he could wind up back where he started when this spring training begins?
The short answer, Phil, is yes, because it's happened before. Remember, one year he signed back with the Brewers in April and went to the minor leagues and didn't come back to the big leagues until May. So it's always possible. There is a familiarity there and a comfort level there. Couple of things. Ken Rosenthal reported this week, and I've heard the same thing, that he may be going for multi-years. I don't blame him after establishing himself as a closer last season in Milwaukee and the all-star season he had for him and Scott Boras trying to go for 2 years. That might be problematic for the Brewers. Also, did pick up Chris Perez on a minor league deal. Yes, he is a bounce-back candidate, but if he looks great in spring training, that might, you know, further convince the Brewers that they like what they've got. The other thing was in more recent news, Doug Melvin is in Phoenix this week. He saw Jim Henderson and Tyler Thornburg throw bullpens and reported back some surprise at how advanced they are and how good they look. Those are two wild cards for the Brewers and not names that are known around the country necessarily. But remember, Jim Henderson was supposed to be their closer last year before some shoulder troubles forced the Brewers to go to K-Rod. And Tyler Thornburg just a couple of years ago was the number one Brewers prospect. And he was absolutely lights out in April in relief before his elbow started giving him trouble. So those are two guys with the potential to be really good late-inning relievers for this Milwaukee team, and I think they're keeping a close eye on that. So a lot of factors still in the air, including the fact that the Papelbon trade talks might be dormant right now, might be quiet. But, yeah, you know, as Doug Melvin told us, it takes one phone call, and all the groundwork that you laid on that is back to the forefront, and you can quickly make a deal. So that's not something to completely rule out either, especially if Philadelphia gets to a point where they decide they just have to move this guy and they're willing to take a lighter offer for in return for him. So lots of balls in the air there for that Brewers bullpen. It's possible to me that they stick with what they've got. I do think they'd like to add somewhere, and I would say Papelbon and K-Rod are – remain the leading contenders, even though there are challenges with both.
Yeah, a healthy and effective Thornburg would be huge. I mean, he and Will Smith out of the bullpen, to me, were a big part of their fast start last year. And, you know, once they were down to Will Smith as a setup guy and didn't have the combination, they were kind of a different look. So if they could get him back, you could certainly understand them passing on the bigger ticket options. Adam, thank you very much. For Adam McCalvey, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.